Welcome to Quality Cast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays.
Hi, this is Miranda Ryman, and today I'm visiting with a familiar name in the beef industry. Larry Cora, Vice President for Certified Angus Beef, is going to talk to us about the 2010 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and National Cattlemen's Beef Association Trade Show. Larry, start out by telling us how and why CAB is involved in this venue.
It is truly a gathering of cattlemen from around the United States that represent all segments of our industry, and it's a great opportunity for our company to showcase what we're very excited about, and that's the product that we take to the consuming public. And so we do this in terms of things from the reception. We're very involved and work with the staff at NCBA on Cattlemen's College to try to bring messages relative to what the consumer is looking for at both the retail food service and international level. We also get involved in having a booth and a chance to interact with cattlemen, answer questions about our program, or work with the American Angus Association, questions relative to the association activity. And in addition, there are just lots of smaller get-together meetings where you get a chance to do a lot of networking that is what the beef industry is all about today.
It sure sounds like there will be a lot of good things going on there. Dialing into the Cattlemen's College part of it more specifically, tell me a little bit about the session that CAB's helped put together with John Doherty.
Well, John is a unique individual in that he is a nationally acclaimed chef, formerly with the Waldorf Astoria, and John will present kind of where this industry is going from a standpoint of what the consumer's looking for in the upscale restaurants. And as you look at where we move beef, historically somewhere between 45 and 50% of all beef is sold through the restaurant side. And so it's really important for the beef industry to understand something that John Doherty can cover very nicely, and that is what the industry is looking for in terms of that consumer satisfaction in the restaurant.
I know you'll have quite a few satisfied consumers. The Cattlemen's College lunch is CAB, and also there will be product samplings at the booth, but other than getting to enjoy some tasty samples, why should people stop by our booth?
Well, the other part that we focus on a lot at our booth is just information sharing, and there's just so many things going on in the industry today. We'll have a number of staff at the booth. A lot of our information in terms of things like a best practices manual that really helps cattlemen understand the management strategies they can use to improve the quality of the end product and hopefully then receive the kind of compensation that is justifiable for that higher quality product.
I'm sure that the staff really look forward to that one-on-one interaction with people. Larry, one last thing I wanted to ask you about was this Applied Reproductive Strategies workshop. I know NCBA is really excited about offering it for the first time in 2010. Does CAB have any involvement in that?
Well, we actually do have an opportunity to be involved and excited about a chance to do that. One of the things that they are going to focus on this year is how you can utilize artificial insemination to actually increase the value of calves. And there are some tremendously unique opportunities today where you can take proven genetics as well as just the whole area of reproductive management in cattle. We're now learning more about how that can also impact the quality of the end product and ultimately the consumer dining experience. And so we've got an opportunity to share some of that information, share some of the economic value that's going to be to cattle producers. And so that is a part of the reproductive workshop that we'll be participating in this year.
Well, there you have it. It sounds like there's a lot of great reasons to head on down to San Antonio to the NCBA convention later this month. And while you're there, check out all that Angus has going on. Until next time, this is Miranda Ryman.
Thanks for joining us on Quality Cast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays.